This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I think it's a step in the right direction. We're never in the position that we're just satisfied with where we're at. We're going to continue to look for areas that we think we can improve this defense. But I do think we made some improvement in that area, obviously with the addition of Grady, as an interior defensive tackle. Dio, I think one of the things that he does exceptionally well is I think he moves inside and passing downs and rushes really well from the interior. So I do think we have some options in there, and certainly that's like one of the main points of pass rush.
Mully and Haw, we've got Ruthie Polinsky in this morning, and you just heard from Dennis Allen. He is the new defensive coordinator, and I like that. That is my mantra of the line of scrimmage moves that the Bears have made, a good start. That's how we've termed it. I want to see him continue to draft offensive linemen, defensive linemen, get as good up front as you can. That's where the game is won and lost. And I really hope that they will continue that. I take the 10th pick sort of out of the mix of that. I mean, I know what I'd like to see them do, but I'm gonna give them the grace to do whatever they think they need to do, because you need to get, if there is like a special talented player, you need to get that player and then see what he can do. You don't need to force anything at mm-hmm. the 10th pick in the draft. And you need so much
right.
that you've got a lot of options.
There's no wrong answer. Because I think there's a wrong answer when you start talking about moving in the draft and who's available at that position. Obviously, there are wrong answers when you see who's available and who they pick at that spot. However, there are so many needs. If you feel like that is the best player available, you take him.
Yeah.
What's your dream scenario? Like, who do you want at 10?
If the defensive tackle from Michigan fell to 10, that would
Mason
be
Graham.
That would be my dream scenario.
Hail to the victors valiant. You know, that's my
keep singing that, because it's hail to the victors valiant, hail to the
conquering heroes.
Hail to Michigan. Leaders of the West, like, think about how the Big Ten has changed.
It's so weird, isn't it?
Michigan, not the West.
I know, it's so crazy.
It's so ridiculous.
I know, but it's the best fight song in college athletics. I'm with you. I think if Mason Graham falls, that's a steal. Like, you got to take him there. I don't know. Everyone was all mad at me yesterday when I said, like, I'll lose my mind if they trade up for Ashton Gentry. If they draft Ashton Gentry at 10, I will not lose my mind. if they trade up to get him, I just don't think there's going to be a need, especially after talking to Eric Bieniemy yesterday and hearing the way he thinks about this running back class. At 39 and 41, there are going to be players available that can help your football team if you do want to address the running back position. I just think there are going to be too many good players that can help you in the trenches, arguably, at number 10 that could still be available.
I need more information on Ashton Jeanty.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I know no one wants to hear you when you say that. I want to clarify a couple things. He's like 5'8 and a half, right? 5'9 maybe. Like Saquon Barkley is 6 feet tall, right? Saquon was like 240 when he came out, something like that, 230, 220 something. This guy's like what? He's not even 210, is he? I'm just saying, he's not a bad player. I'm not suggesting he's not a really great player. I'm just saying, you know, there's a reason he didn't get a lot of Division I scholarships, and there's a reason that he played at Boise State as opposed to in one of the big leagues, big conferences. If he is everything he's supposed to be, explosive player, can also help you in the passing game, and
yeah,
you know, I just don't know if that is the
Saquon,
case.
Saquon's 6 feet, 227. Ashton Jeanty is 5'9", 216.
That means 5'8 and a half and right. About 212. I'm being honest.
No, true. It's like a dating app. You know, you always take like 2 inches off the men on the dating apps.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I'm 6'8", damn you. That's super weird.
No, it's like, you know, if guys say they're 6 feet, they're probably like 5'10 and a half on a dating app.
Did you see they have new technology in baseball where they were measuring guys? And they found out that Noah Schultz, he's 6'9". He like gained an inch. I mean, that's pretty
awesome.
Grew an inch, apparently. And Vaughny lost an inch.
Oh, boy.
He's like shorter than you think he is.
That's very representative of what's happening there. Sure. Yeah. Anyways.
I ran into him once. He was very short with me. That's just mean. I'm just saying there are Dustin gets mad about the idea that there are requisite height, weight, arm length, whatever it might be, because mm-hmm.
I don't fit any of those measurables.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. But I mean, I think that all those things are there for a reason.
But if Andrew Vaughn hit like 298 and had 25 home runs and 90 RBIs, you would look right past the fact that he was under 6 feet.
If he were a better player, I would.
Yes, but because he's not, then that's your first reason that he's not better is because he's not tall enough to be a baseball player.
No, I didn't say he's not tall enough to be a baseball player, but I do believe that for a guy who is a first baseman, he's an undersized first baseman.
Correct. You need a bigger target there, no doubt.
Thank you. So I don't know why that...
I thought we were focusing on his hitting, not his defense.
No, I was just talking about him as a player. But I'm not down on Andrew Vaughn. Even though every chance I get, I apparently take a shot at him.
You might be, you're piling on and you're not down on, you're just piling on.
Okay. Anyways, Ashton Jeanty. No, I hear you that I think there's just the verdict's still out on this player. He could be the next Saquon Barkley.
If he is,
absolutely could. And God bless him.
That'd be great. And I mean, I think the message, the takeaway, when you think about Saquon Barkley or, you know, the kid from Tennessee that went crazy with Baltimore, Derrick Henry, I think you better have linebackers to tackle that guy, mm-hmm. right? Do you need great linebackers to be able to tackle Ashton Jeanty? And I'm not saying, you know, the other element is like a running back can impact the game right away. A running back can have a great rookie year and really help you, but I don't know how to feel about it. I'm not a DeAndre Swift guy. I also wonder about, you know, Roquan. I don't want to be mean about it, but that's a guy that was a great athlete that played was moved to running back behind a great player, didn't have a lot of mileage on him, and now you look at him, I just don't know what he is or how. I don't know how much better he's getting, and I don't know that he's this great inside runner. I just think they could definitely use an upgrade. But, you know, you said that you talked to the running backs coach yesterday, and he points out the depth of this draft class. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know that I want to take a non-premium position at 10, and running backs are a non-premium position unless you are like a Saquon Barkley or Derrick Henry or someone that can just, you know, dominate a game. And so you look, and there you might be able to get a guy in the second round who would be able to do the same type of thing.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't be – I just feel like, you know, you need special at 10. If that is the – if he is the best, if we have decided that he is going to be special, it bothered me that he didn't have a great game against Penn State.
Yeah.
And he didn't. I want to be fair about it, but I would never trade up for Saquon Barkley. Saquon – For Ashton Gentry, I wish.
Yeah.
But I also wouldn't get angry if they took him. He might be a great player.
Yeah. It's
today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
But you know, I would never move up to do that.
To the point of the Penn State game, and
too many guys, too many good running backs.
Yeah. To the point of the Penn State game, someone did point this out to me that obviously Ashton Gentry didn't have a great game there. But like, you also have to remember that the offensive linemen and the quarter, that's a tougher matchup for everyone on that side of the ball. So Ashton Gentry isn't getting those same blocks and the same holes that he was getting when he was going up against teams in his conference.
That's my point about taking into account the conference he was in.
Yeah.
And he wasn't in one of the super conferences.
Right.
Had he done that in the SEC, then yeah, maybe you would move up. Right?
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be mean about it. I haven't scouted the guy. I've watched him play. I saw his career, but mm-hmm. I have not sat down and seen the tape on him where you get to see every. I don't even know what his failings are, to be honest with you. I don't know enough about that. I just know that the running back position is no longer a premium position. If he is flat out the best of the group and you got a chance at him, that's fine.
Yeah.
But there are so many good ones in this group. That's a problem for me.
Yeah. You just have to be so in love with who you draft at 10 because they have to be impactful in year one.
No doubt.
So that's really where I stand on that.
And I told you, I have contained myself to the point that whoever they take, I'm going to get on board and
of course
think they've done a good
job. We always
do. Because of I want the new head coach to do well. And I feel like that's kind of his pick over Ryan Poles' pick. I feel like the 10th pick in the draft should be what he says he has to have or they have to have as a football team.
You know how those draft clips come out like behind the scenes in the war room and they like always come out every year? And last year we saw, you know, Ian Cunningham and Ryan Poles like sitting here and Ian's like, you don't need to trade up, Ryan. Like, take a deep breath.
Right.
And like, it'll just be interesting to see sort of, first of all, where does Ben Johnson sit? Like, is he right there next to, you know, yeah. Like, I'm just curious to see what
gonna
that's going to look like. What are the conversations?
He will be on a throne above the two of them. Being
the
fed
the
grapes by Declan. Yeah.
Oh, my God. First of all, okay, you just brought up Declan Doyle before we get to Wani. That's hysterical. Declan Doyle, I got to chat with him a little bit yesterday. He spoke at the podium and then talked to reporters off to the side. But even at the podium, this man is literally like a mini Ben Johnson. It's like the mannerisms, the way he speaks, like it's actually like funny. Like I was kind of like, this can't be real. Like, are you a clone of Ben Johnson? It's so funny. It's very cool to see that relationship. And I'm sure it's just going to be, but like you said it when we were in commercial, like, imagine how they're going to be walking side by side. Are they going to become morph into one person by the end of the year?
If you think he looks like him and talks like him now, imagine you know, by the end of the year when he's adapted every element of him.
Just like his mannerisms, the way he speaks.
He's not a little guy, though. He's not a smaller
version. He's large.
Because his father's like a
strength and conditioning.
Yeah. You would think he'd make the kid lift a weight.
Well, he's not like scrawny, I wouldn't say. He's just not like super.
What did Ben Johnson say?
He can squat 425. I'll believe it when I see it.
Ass to ankles.
I'll believe it when I see it, Ben.
That's how he described his strength, which is very ridiculous.
That's great. Yeah. He is a gym guy, though. Like, he does
Ben
work
Johnson.
Out. Yeah. He's
he looks fit.
Yeah. He's fit. He's healthy. He makes sure he gets his workout in. We'll see how that goes when you're 2-6 to start the. No,
well,
I'm just kidding. I'm sleeping
the
at the
reality
office.
Is,
I'm just kidding.
When you're living,
dear God,
when
I
you're
hope
living
not.
In the building, you may as well use the gym.
Right.
Everyone
nice
does.
Facilities
the
there at Halas Hall.
Oh, Halas Hall. It's beautiful. Turned into one of the great ones. It's incredible how much that place has grown from even when they first started it. It's just so it's so much better than it was.
You know, just a texter just inspired this thought to me that reminded me that I also talked to Dan Roschar yesterday, the Bears offensive, the new offensive line coach.
I'd like to hear about that.
He is very cool. Like, I really enjoyed sitting there and talking to him.
Yeah.
And he had some very candid things to say about left tackle. And I'm just going to start here. Talking about Braxton Jones coming back from the injury, he literally said the fact that he is coming back from an injury is a setback for him. And there is going everything. He was like, you know, he kind of said, there is an open competition at left tackle. He's like, and then he sort of caught himself and said, there's open competition everywhere. You know, I don't think Joe Tooney is competing for left guard, but he said, you know, everyone's competing. But he did say that Braxton Jones, this is a setback for him because we can't get him on the field right away. He's going to be behind. So he's like, obviously he can stay sharp mentally and all those things. But he was very clear that, and I can't wait to ask Coach Wanstead about this in a little bit, but they need someone that can come in and be your starting left tackle. If you feel like Braxton Jones is not your starting left tackle, which he said maybe if there wasn't the injury, it would be more clear cut.
Right. Right.
But it's because of this injury, which is, you know, he said he's here all the time. He's working his hardest to get back and he's on track and all those things. But you do worry a little bit about just sort of the solidity there, because the other four spots on the line are decided.
That is kind of it connects to what Dennis Allen said about a good start, right? They've done a really good job of kind of building the inside of that offensive line, which they really didn't have much choice. Mm-hmm. They had to do that. And yet they need to finish the job. And by that, I mean, I'd love to see them come out of this draft with two more offensive linemen. And I'm talking about like in the first five picks. Wouldn't bother me. If there was someone, and I keep saying this because there isn't the conventional left tackle that you would say that's the guy and you lock him in there for 10 years. There are guys that are playing other positions or played some. There isn't the necessarily monster guy other than Will Campbell, who has he does have an issue with whether or not he will be like the best left tackle because of the fact that his arm length is. And that, I know people Roshar don't talked think about that, it. That's a thing.
Yeah.
That
so Roshar talked about it. And I think it was Nick Moriano who asked him about it when I was sitting there at the table with him about arm length as a general sort of measurable that Dustin cares so deeply about. But I think there's also a part of this that Dan Roshar was like, you know, I assume you're speaking of Will Campbell. Like, he called it out.
Right.
And we were like, yeah. And Dan Roshar said, listen, I understand that that's something that is discussed, and I understand why it's a concern. However, when you watch the tape, you don't ever see that be an issue for him. So it's, it can be an issue, but it can be something that's an eyebrow raiser maybe, or that you say, okay, let's take a closer look.
Yes.
But he was like, it's really about the tape and what you see. And obviously this is someone that was playing in the SEC. Stop it!
No, that's T-Rex. I'm not joking. That's
how Clay Harbor on the Big Pro Football Show. Clay Harbor calls them T-Rex arms.
Yeah, they're like alligator arms.
I have a bigger issue with the fact that he primarily is in a stand-up position most of the time, as opposed to putting his hand in the dirt, as I like to say. Yeah. That's my bigger issue. Worrying about if they
can
move him
reach?
To guard. No. If you move him to guard for the first year potentially. Yeah. If you got to reset his stance, that could be an issue.
When you see the size of that guy, the idea of putting him in a phone booth, Dustin, so to speak, you know, he's going to do a lot of damage. The other thing is, he's got good enough feet that if you pulled him, he's a good athlete. He would help you in that way too. I'm not suggesting you draft Will Campbell and move him inside. I think if you draft him, if he fell. And again, I don't think he's going to be
Would you consider
there.
Falling be 10? Would that be falling That's for him?
I mean, falling means ending up at the Bears.
Okay. Yeah. Because it was just interesting.
To me, whether it's Genty or whether it's Will Campbell.
It kind of feels like the Patriots may try and snag Campbell. That's sort of what
used
the buzz.
Used a cut this morning from Matt Miller, who was on the station. He's got him ranked third. Wow. Amongst the tackles.
Really?
And he likes the kid from Texas the best.
Calvin Banks.
He likes him. He thinks if he's there for the Bears, that's the guy to go get. He's worried about some Will Campbell measurables like you are. And then he likes the kid from Missouri. He's just
Membo,
that he's a right tackle, period, end of story. That's what
And you have one of those.
And you have one of those.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Now, why don't we ever talk about the right tackle becoming the left tackle? Or why don't we talk
Wasn't he asked
more
about
that?
This offseason, they asked him about that.
Yeah, I think that's a possibility, but I think that's someone that's had so much success there. It's like, why don't fix it if it ain't broke kind of type? I don't know. I think there's also a possibility that the guy that you're drafting who's going to have to learn how to play in the NFL anyway, to teach him the other side of the line may not be as big of an issue, rather than the guy who's been playing that position for 2 years at a professional level. I don't know. I'm sure they can play around with it.